This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The week goes more slowly when you have a beach day planned for the weekend. I think it might. That's me. It better be good weather. I don't know about you, but I pray for good weather when I need it. And so I'll be praying for some good weather this Saturday when I have a beach day planned. But it does mean the week is sort of inching along. It's all right. Summer is supposed to be slow and lazy. We're supposed to have a baseball pace during the summertime. And so I'm reminding myself to slow down, smell the roses, sip my coffee, and not worry about whether life is moving too slow or too fast, as long as we get to the beach day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Always the key to getting to the weekend is surviving the hump show, our middle show of the work week. So we attempt to make it as entertaining as possible. You can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Always good to hear from you. We'll try not to offend anyone on this show. Okay, I'll try not to offend anyone on this show. Right. So I shouldn't laugh about that, right? Because the boss wouldn't want me to be laughing about it. Anyway, thank you for listening anyway, even though I can be so offensive. Our Facebook page is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Always appreciate your tweets during the daytime. And on Tuesday, we got a good response from our conversation with former Dodgers general manager Kevin Malone, who has a new mission in his life and a drastic one. I really enjoyed speaking with him, and I'm so glad that many of you found the interview. You can either catch it on our podcast or our YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel, in case you didn't know. It's named after the show, and this week we'll be working on a video version of Ask Amy Anything. So yes, we'll do our standard hump show Ask Amy Anything, but producer Chris is using tonight, maybe if we have some stragglers early on Wednesday, but he's going to pick the best questions. In fact, he might even pull them aside and save them for the video version of Ask Amy Anything, but we'll have that for you by the end of the week. We'll try to do it at least once a year. It, like Chubby Bunny, one of our annual surprises. And so now that we're getting back into the groove with our YouTube channel, we're also going to make sure that we get this video version of Ask Amy done. So that will be coming up this week. So you've got to get your questions in for tonight's show. And our hump show, of course, features Ask Amy, but then a video version by the end of the week. And if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, do it, do it. All right, we're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. On this edition of the show, I feel bad saying it like this, but this is just, this is the world that we live in right now. We've got the latest on Kawhi Leonard. I promised you anytime I had some news that I would pass it along. I didn't say it was big news, but it's news. You guys have been calling me. You've been tweeting me. You've been sending me messages on Facebook. You're desperate for any news on Kawhi Leonard. Well, Masai Ujiri was in front of the microphone talking about Kawhi Leonard extensively on Tuesday. So we'll let you hear from the boss of the Toronto Raptors. Straight from the boss's mouth. Maybe you're more interested in what the Rockets are doing. I doubt it. But if they get Jimmy Butler, I fear as though the fragile chemistry in the Rockets locker room will go even further off the deep end. Just, I can't even imagine putting a Jimmy Butler in that mix. He's combustible. And he's a great player. He's a very good two-way player. He's an alpha male, though. Can you imagine him and Chris Paul together? And then James Harden, whether you believe it or not, there's plenty of smoke, so there has to be a little bit of fire about the relationship between Chris Paul and James Harden being a relationship full of friction. And then you throw combustible Butler into that mix. Ooh, it might be worth watching next season. If you're looking for some entertainment value, the Rockets would definitely be worth watching. And so we'll get to the latest in NBA free agency, the rumors and the speculation, because that's what we do when we don't have any news, like concrete news. We just share the rumors. Okay, can we just get to Sunday already? Actually, here I am talking about Beach Day on Saturday, but Sunday is the start of pre-agency. You know, that legal tampering period, the point at which teams can actually start to negotiate with potential free agents, either theirs or someone else's. That starts Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern time. So by our Sunday night show, we should have some real news, like some actual concrete real news. But we'll give you the latest speculation, at least. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Do you know that there are a handful of teams in Major League Baseball who've actually reached the midway point of the season? Man, that came fast. Seems like it was the early part of the season. It was the early part of the season. And now, boom, all of a sudden we're at game number 81 for a bunch of teams. Not all of them. Some of them are still at 79. Some are at 80. But the Los Angeles Dodgers played game number 81 on Tuesday evening. And as is my routine these days, I flip around on my satellite radio and I listen to at least 4 or 5 different games on the diamond. I love it. I absolutely love it. So on this evening, on this night, I caught a bunch of Braves and Cubs, especially late in the game at Wrigley Field. I was listening to the Astros-Pirates game because my mom was at Minute Maid Park. Oh my gosh, I have to tell you some funny stuff about that. She was texting me nonstop, videos, all kinds of stuff. Oh, a picture. Jose Altuve right in front of her. She was all excited. That's her favorite Houston Astro. So I listened to a bunch of the Astros and the Pirates. I listened to some of the Red Sox and the White Sox. And I also tuned in to Dodgers and Diamondbacks. So both of those NL West teams, and in fact, you can throw the Colorado Rockies in there as well. All three of those teams are now at the dead center of the Major League Baseball season. Can you believe we're there? Now, it's not so symmetrical as the Angels, who, now they're at game number 80. They're 40 and 40. That's kind of hard to do, actually. But the Dodgers, the Rockies, the Diamondbacks, they got a bunch of games against one another this week. And so as I said on last night's show, it's an opportunity for the rest of the NL West to become relevant again, or for the Dodgers to stamp out all hope. It's so cruel. Stamp all over your hopes.
Stretch by Ray. Now the pitch. And Taylor hits it to right field, slicing toward Jones. Now it is out of his reach, off his glove and off the wall. Around third is Verdugo. He will score. It's an RBI double for Chris Taylor. And the Dodgers have taken a 3-2 lead.
The Los Angeles Dodgers had to miss game. They had to face a pitcher in Robbie Ray, who was locked in for a good portion of it. He went into the seventh inning. He had 9 strikeouts and came up with some strikeouts in big situations. But in the sixth inning, a Justin Turner home run tied the game. And then Chris Taylor with his RBI double among his, I think he had three hits in the game. Oh, two hits and a walk. So he was on base three times. And I thought it was interesting what he had to say after the game about how relentless this lineup can be.
I think we just did a good job of grinding them down. You know, that's something we take pride in, is making the guys work. And, you know, we weren't able to put many runs on the board early, but I think we made them throw a lot of pitches and maybe make some mistakes there later on.
So they were. They were relentless with Robbie Ray and finally able to get to him, especially there in the sixth inning when they chased him. So the Dodgers edge the Diamondbacks. Final score's 3-2. That was the Dodgers radio network with Tim Neverett. I can't help it. Every time I hear him, I still think it's the Red Sox. I turn on the Dodgers and I think, what? Wait a minute. Why is this the wrong channel? No, Tim Neverett, cross country now after a few years with the Red Sox. Anyway, so the Dodgers hit the midway point. 81 games with 55 wins and a 13-game lead in the NL West. Just because this kind of stuff floats my boat. I heard them talking about it on the broadcast. I don't remember if it was Tim or Charlie. It was probably Tim and Rick. Rick Monday. This is the Dodgers' best record at the official halfway point since 1974. So the last time they had 55 wins at the midway point, 1974. It doesn't mean anything right now, except, oh, and I guess you could ask the Tampa Bay Lightning how this goes, except there may not be a whole lot of pressure late in the season if they can maintain this lead. And again, here we are at the dead center of their schedule. If they can maintain this kind of lead, keep it at least 10 games in the NL West, they can make sure everybody's healthy. But you also don't have that pressure late in the season like they did last year. Now, you remember last year, it took game 163 for them to win the NL West and extend that streak of division titles. But I don't worry about it as much with this particular group because they have been to back-to-back World Series. And this team, though there are some key rookies in the lineup, this team, for the most part, has guys who have faced the ultimate pressure on the biggest stage in the sport. They seem like a team on a mission, but until they can win that World Series for the first time since 1988, fans who kind of roll their eyes at what they do in the regular season, that's not a surprise. And the Dodgers have earned that. They've got to be able to follow this through all the way to the end. But still, you have to admit, getting to back-to-back World Series, potentially getting to a third in a row, oh, that's hard to do. Hard to do. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Manny Machado, he actually wasn't in Southern California. He was in Baltimore on Tuesday. And Mom was in Houston at Minute Maid Park. Well, listen to this. They had free parking and free tickets and really good tickets, as in right off the field on the first baseline. I was jealous. You can find me on Twitter, but if you want to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, you should use our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then also our Facebook page. Look for that bright orange box. And if the questions are really good, Chris will be judge of that. Then we'll use them for our video version of Ask Amy Anything coming up before the end of the week. It's our hump show on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Second at bat for Manny. Struck out looking in the first inning. Got the huge ovation then. More muted now. Goes after the first pitch and hammers it to deep left center field. Way out of here. A home run for Manny Machado in his return to Baltimore. His 100th career home run in this ballpark.
It was definitely different. And, you know, it was different. A great experience. But, you know, it's a bittersweet coming back home. You know, this is where I was for 7 years. I enjoyed my time here. I loved it. And, you know, it was nice to come out with a W today.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Machado actually admitted he was nervous about his big return to Camden Yards, but then he goes out and knocks a home run, as you hear with Jesse Agler on the Padres radio network. And then his calling the return bittersweet. Sure, no doubt. Plenty of emotions. That post on Fox Sports San Diego. He led off the third inning and jumped on a first pitch fastball. So eager. He was an eager beaver to get that ball out of the park. And as he says, the Padres beat the Orioles 8-3. Of course, these days, really, these last couple of years, who doesn't beat the Orioles? We were talking about the Dodgers getting to 55 wins at the midway point. How about the Orioles getting to 57 losses? And they're not even at the midway point yet. In fact, they're at 79 games, which means they could have 59 losses before we actually get to the Orioles' midway point. But we're focusing on the happy return of Manny Machado. And he did get big cheers, standing ovation. And as you hear on the call, it was his 100th career home run at Camden. So a nice bow to tie in his return to his old stomping grounds. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. But if you want to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, well, you can do that on our show Twitter or on our Facebook page. It's the bright orange box that gives it away. So my mom says to me last week, actually, let me back up a little bit. My mom's husband, that's Mike. Mike sends me a text. I got free tickets to the Astros game and free parking. They're really good seats. Do you think you can get your mom to go? So this is what Mike does. When he needs my mom to do something, he generally tries to enlist my help. My mom's not a huge fan of going into downtown Houston. She doesn't like all the traffic, all the commotion. And really, this time of the year, it's so hot. Honestly, mom doesn't really want to go out very much at all. She wants to stay home in the air condition, and she wants to use her pool. And so the funny part was Mike trying to recruit me to get my mom to go. Now, he sends me a picture of where the seats are, and I'm like, what? Who wouldn't want to go? Plus the free parking, that would be amazing. I have parked outside Minute Maid Park. I have walked around Minute Maid Park. I've never been to a game there, but I've spent time in downtown Houston, and I think the park looks amazing, and I would love to go ahead and attend a game there. So this was kind of my way of living vicariously through mom. So she says to me yesterday, I guess we'll go to the game. I was like, Mom, seriously, this is awesome. It's free and you have a parking pass. It's going to be great. I promise you're going to have fun. These are really good seats. So they go to the game and they get there really early. They didn't have any trouble with traffic or parking because they were there so early. And she starts sending me pictures. They get to their seats, which are right off the field on the first baseline. And Jose Altuve comes toward the stands after his warmups and is literally standing a few feet in front of her. So she was all excited because she got a picture of Jose Altuve up close, and she's sending me photos. She's like, wow, this ballpark is so loud. But she really liked the train and the fireworks. Those were her favorites, the train and the fireworks. So she kept trying to send me a video of the train that goes around and blows its horn whenever the Astros do something really cool like this. So I was listening on the radio so that I could kind of have a running conversation with her. And I could hear the train in the background when Alex Bregman went yard.
2-2 delivery. And that is hit high in the air and deep to left field. Back at the wall is Dickerson looking up. See you later! Into the Landry's Crawford boxes for Bregman. And the Astros lead is 3-1 on Bregman's 22nd of the year.
Oh, you can't really hear it on that cut. You could hear it when I was listening on the radio, though, but you can hear the fireworks. And so mom sends me a video of the train, and she loves the fireworks. She calls it a bit of sensory overload. But I was really proud of her for going, and she enjoyed it. And the Astros won. And great calls, as always, on the Astros radio network. I'm a big fan of Robert Ford. He's been on the show multiple times. But here was the funny part. And every time she texted me, this is what I kept thinking. The game has just started, and she sends me a text that says, I think we're in line drive city, but thankfully the guy next to me has a glove. Oi. So Mike didn't bring a glove. Actually, I took my softball glove to Houston last year at Christmas time. Actually, I was there in the fall, and then I was back again at Christmas time. And my mom borrowed a glove from one of her kids at school, and we played catch. Mom used to be a big-time softball player, and so she could actually catch a ball probably if it was coming at her, if she could see it. But she didn't take her glove to the game. She and Mike don't actually have a glove on their own. And so she says, thankfully, the guy next to me has a glove. Like, mom, pay attention. So they were 50 feet, just 50 feet up the line behind first base. And I don't know if someone hit a foul ball that was relatively close, but it kind of dawned on her, uh-oh, I'm in line drive city. That's what she called it. Very next line in her text. Thankfully, the guy next to me has a glove. She's a hoot. I love seeing sports through the eyes of my mom. And actually, she's going to be on vacation next week. And so I'm not going to tell you where because I don't need you to be stalking my mom. But she's going to be on vacation next week. And I'm thinking that I might be able to convince her to make another appearance on the show. Now, this is pre-Chris and Dave. My mom has been on the show 3 times. Isaac's favorite guest of all time. Isaac was constantly begging for my mom to come on the show. She is a hoot. We don't even have a plan, really, about what we're going to talk about because she swears to me, I won't come on the show if you make me talk about sports because she doesn't want to sound stupid. My mom is amazing. She has multiple master's degrees. She's essentially had 2 careers. She's been a math teacher for a couple of decades. She was my math teacher. She does calculus for fun. I mean, my mom is brilliant. But when it comes to sports, she's a good gauge for me because if she knows the athlete that I'm talking about, well, then I know it's a household name. One time, you guys, I was visiting her at Christmas and we did a quarterbacks quiz. Oh, this is good stuff. So she knew this was back when Peyton Manning was still the quarterback of the Broncos. She knew Peyton. She, of course, knew Tom Brady. With a little coaching, she knew Drew Brees. She also knew Peyton's brother, Phil Manning, was the coach of the New York Giants. That was as far as we got. I don't think that she knew any other quarterbacks in the NFL, but it's good stuff. So that's how you know. That's how you know. Forget casual fan. My mom's not even that. She's just average American female who really doesn't pay a ton of attention to sports, but she loves the big events, right? So she watches March Madness. She watches the NBA playoffs. She loves the Warriors. She likes to watch Clay shoot. I think Clay's her favorite. I grew up in New Hampshire, obviously with mom. And so we've been following the Celtics for as long as I can remember. And so she has certain teams that she'll watch or certain events that she'll watch. But during football season, when Mike and I are playing fantasy football and I'm watching games and taking notes all day long, she'll send me a text like halfway through the late games. I'm so bored with football. I spent a Sunday in Houston a couple years ago because I was getting ready. I had to do a show there that night. Might have been around the holidays. And I'm watching games. So I didn't go to church with her that morning because the games start in the central time zone, they start at noon. And so I had to be watching games. And she comes home from church and she's like, do you really have to do that? Are you really going to watch football all day? Well, yes, Mom. It's part of my job. So Mom kind of knows what I do for a living, but kind of doesn't really get it. Anyway, I'm pretty confident that I can get her to come on the show for July 4th. But we'll have to talk about other things, like summer fun. Maybe I can get her to talk about her experience at the Astros game. Also, you guys.
And food.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about food. Mom and I love to cook. She's one of the people who taught me to cook. But her experience, the very first baseball game she ever went to, I can't steal her thunder. It's a great story. She loves the story, and she will tell the story to anyone. She was a kid. She was really little. But she still remembers. It's probably one of her earliest memories. Anyway, so I'm gonna work on that to see if we can get Mary Lou on the show next week, because I feel like that'll be perfect for July 4th. Also, I have two American flags. We're going to need a third one. Does either one of you have an American flag? I have two, not the full-sized. You don't? How are we supposed to be triplets with our American flags if you guys don't have one?
You can buy one.
Oh, okay. Well, I have two, so I will allow one of you to borrow. However, if it touches the ground, well, you know what happens, and then you're going to have to get me a new one. Got it?
I don't know that one. I don't know what happens.
You don't know what happens if a flag touches the ground?
No.
You're supposed to burn it. Now, I don't need you to be a pyro, but it's disrespectful to have the flag touch the ground.
Okay. I did not know that.
You didn't?
I would never intentionally put it on the ground, obviously. But
no, that seems kind of weird. Why would you put an American flag on the ground?
Yeah, I don't have one either. So.
Well, I will bring both of mine. I don't suppose I need two. So one of you can borrow. But in order for us to be triplets, I feel like we should take a picture. That'll be our next, maybe our first official. Do we have an official show photo? We don't.
I don't think so.
Do you guys have red, white, and blue, or do you only have Yankees white and black and Mets colors or Jets green colors? Or that's not red, white, and blue. The flag is not Jets green. So
get some Knicks blue.
I will take a photo with you, an official show photo, if we all have our flags and if you guys wear some manner of red, white, and blue.
It's a deal.
Is it?
Producer Chris says yes.
I didn't hear Producer Chris say a damn word.
I am ready to go.
Why are you laughing? Are you going to try to cheat and wear your favorite team's colors?
No, I'm going to wear legit red, white, and blue.
Are
going to make up for last year.
Sweet.
When we took the photo and I had like maroon on or something.
Yeah, no, it's bad. Okay, so red, white, and blue, official team photo, and Mary Lou. I mean, where would you, what else would you want to go for the holiday? I can't. Plus.
And cupcakes?
I was going to say, plus, yes, lemon berry cupcakes. I actually went to the store on Tuesday, and I was thinking about the ingredients that I will need for lemon berry cupcakes. What, you don't want the orzo vegetable salad, too?
What is no? Cupcakes will do.
Wow.
I mean, I would eat that, too, of course.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I mean. I want the cupcakes.
Hey, speaking of vegetables, lots and lots of vegetables, I saw this crazy headline. Don't ask me why it caught my attention, but it did. According to PETA, the most beautiful vegans of 2019. Anyway, that's coming up next. Because who doesn't want to know the most beautiful vegans of 2019? Thank you, Kawhi. At least I'm not the only one laughing. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf? Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
There are a lot of things in this world I'd be willing to give up. Dairy is not one of them. And meat is not one of them either, actually. But I guess that's why I'm not a professional athlete. I do eat healthy, but I also really enjoy both meat and dairy. In fact, doing Weight Watchers with my mom. So, Mom! mom. I'm not yelling meatloaf. Actually, my mom's doing great. I'm so proud of her. She's down 15 pounds. She looks really good. Mostly her cholesterol numbers have plummeted. And so in order to support her, but also so she could get a free month on the Weight Watchers app, I agreed to sign up as well. And so we're doing Weight Watchers together. And they definitely do ask you to cut down on your dairy and your carbs. But you can eat as much chicken and low-fat turkey.
Not cheese.
And fish and shrimp as you want. And that's generally what I eat. I eat turkey and chicken and fish. And I eat a lot of shrimp and seafood. And I love it. And I can't imagine why anybody would want to give up dairy. But I definitely have cut down on my milk intake while I'm doing this Weight Watchers thing with mom. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. I saw this on thebiglead.com. PETA is naming its most beautiful vegan celebrities of 2019. Is this discrimination? I feel like this is discrimination. Discrimination against people who eat meat and drink dairy products. In this age of all inclusion in 2019, I don't really think that PETA should be singling people out who the rest of us are apparently supposed to be PETA shamed into becoming vegans. So the most beautiful vegan celebrities of 2019, according to PETA, Kyrie Irving and Alex Morgan.
Hey, everyone. Come and see how good I look.
Alex Morgan, of course, is busy trying to help Team USA win its second consecutive World Cup. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't get Sports Illustrated anymore, but wasn't she also on the cover of the SI swimsuit issue?
Yes, she was.
Dave, thank you. And so Alex Morgan has gone, she was tweeting about it, which is the only reason that I know it. But she's gone about a year and a half eating vegan, which is meat and dairy free.
How about no?
How about hell no? Hell to the gnaw. Kyrie Irving and Alex Morgan have both spoken out about it, and they both say that it has led to them being better at their jobs and feeling better, which is great, but I like meat. I really like grilling. And there's not a chance in hell I'm ever going to eat a bean burger.
There's literally no chance that has ever happened in my life.
Or a tofu burger. Absolutely not. And it's bad enough that I drink almond milk because I feel like I'm cheating by calling it milk. You can't milk an almond. But anyway, I think it's amazing that they have this kind of discipline. I'm happy drinking milk and eating cheese and eating meat. But there are a lot of beautiful people on this list. I just want you to know. So I guess there are some benefits. Plus, they work out like 24 hours a day. JaVale McGee is also a vegan. Swiss Beats is a vegan.
I've heard the name, but I really don't know who that is.
Colin Kaepernick is also a vegan. Benedict Cumberbatch, you know who that is, right? An actor. Andre 3000, also a vegan. Russell Brand, Jessica Chastain. Oh my gosh, she's a stick figure. She's slight. Miley Cyrus, Jenna Dewan, Liam Hemsworth, Natalie Portman, and Carrie Underwood, past winners of the honor of most beautiful vegan celebrities. Yeah, there are a lot of other things in my life that I would give up before I would give up meat and dairy. The meat part, that would be difficult, but there's no way I could survive without dairy. In fact, there are days when I'm trying to be Weight Watcher friendly and I'm jonesing for a glass of milk. So whenever I exercise, I have the glass of milk without recording it in the Weight Watchers app. So there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Good to have you alongside with our hump show in full swing. So you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page to send your questions. And then you can call us up too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you toll-free by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. So the latest in NBA free agency, while we're talking about Kyrie Irving, because this is somewhat related, the latest is that the Celtics are reportedly in hot pursuit of Kemba Walker. Huh. Well, Kemba Walker and Kyrie Irving, they play the same position. There would be no way for them to coexist on the same team. So it appears as though Danny Ainge has got a major contingency plan. I don't want to say he's given up on Kyrie Irving. Even if you don't expect Kyrie to play for your organization next season, the fact is, you would have more control if you could get him to sign a contract. Now, if you're Kyrie Irving, I don't know why you would, accept that you can get more money that way. But it also requires extra jumping through hoops, and then the control of your contract is in the hands of the Celtics. Plus, if you are another team that wants to sign Kyrie Irving, you don't want to pay a max deal. That's the Celtics version of a max deal. You want to give him your own max deal. So you know that a team can offer its own free agents an extra year and extra money. So if you're a team who wants Kyrie, you sure as heck are hoping to get him for the 4 years and whatever the going rate is, rather than the 5 years and the extra money if you did a sign and trade with the Celtics. So right now, the Celtics and the Mavericks are the two teams that appear to be in hot pursuit of Kemba Walker, who is an unrestricted free agent, of course, having spent the early portion of his career, the first part of his career with the Charlotte Hornets. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The Rockets are trying to get creative when it comes to Jimmy Butler. So Butler is an unrestricted free agent with the Sixers. Of course, so is Tobias Harris. The Sixers have a bunch of questions they need to answer. J.J. Redick as well. So some of their biggest names could potentially not be with the team next year. They really do want Jimmy Butler to return. They do. And they can offer him the fifth year and the extra money. The Rockets don't have the ability to offer him a max contract straight up. So they need help. They probably need a third team to make the numbers work, but they also would need Butler to sign a deal with the Sixers and then the Sixers to trade him to Houston. So again, it requires a lot of creativity. It requires a bunch of cooperation. It's a little bit crazy, but I don't think that's nearly as crazy as Jimmy Butler on the same team with Chris Paul and James Harden. Talk about stirring the pot. You may not believe any of the reports about the friction between Paul and Harden, but even if there's some, you throw Jimmy Butler into that mix, oh, heavens to Betsy. That is a combustible formula, to be sure. But is that a team that you believe could beat the Warriors as currently constituted going into next season without a Kevin Durant, whether he goes to another team or he's just with them but rehabbing his Achilles, and a Klay Thompson who doesn't return until much later in the season? Would those Rockets scare you? Butler, Paul, Harden? It's an interesting question. All right, we're 1 hour down. Thanks so much for tuning in to After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.